Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Happy to be here today to talk about Heart Month. February is Heart Month. It's a great time for awareness for all of us. And my first guest today is Dr. Howard Brumberg from Exela Health. Welcome, Dr. Brumberg.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here. So I'm going to start with your background. Can you tell us a little bit about where you grew up, your education, and your work experience?
Sure. So I grew up in upstate New York, actually, in a little area called Latham, New York, which is outside of Albany, New York. And I ended up going to the University of Vermont in Burlington, Vermont, for college, undergraduate. And then I went on and did some master's in public health work at the State University of New York. And following that, I went to medical school, St. George's University. And following that was at Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia for internal medicine, and University of Pittsburgh Medical Center for cardiology. And then I made my way out to Exela Health in Westmoreland County. And I've been there ever since, practicing cardiology, specifically non-invasive cardiology. And I specialize mostly in diagnostics and in imaging and managing different types of heart problems, such as heart failure, arrhythmias, coronary disease. And I'm just really happy to have had the opportunity to become part of Exela Health. And I look forward to all the things in the future that Exela has to offer in cardiology.
Tell us a little bit about how the technology has changed, even in the last 5 to 10 years. Would you say that the advances in care have been tremendous?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. When I came to Exela Health from UPMC, there were a lot of different technologies, as you spoke of, that were out there. And over the last decade or so, Exela has certainly acquired these technologies, including advanced echocardiographic techniques, advanced surgical types of procedures. And have brought in the physicians and the staff to work with these things. And it's really been a great experience.
It sounds like it. Also, why don't you talk a little bit about your locations and when people
Sure.
should start to try to make an appointment with you? Where can
Sure.
they go? And then what are some of the things that you need to see people for right away?
Sure. So, in cardiology, a lot of it comes from, of course, people recognizing that they may be having some chest discomfort or some shortness of breath, or maybe even some more non-specific types of symptoms, like maybe they're feeling a little bit tired, maybe they have a lack of energy, or they've had loss of interest or something like that. Cardiovascular symptoms are not always what you hear about, in terms of a heart attack, where you're having crushing type chest pain or severe burning type chest pain. It's not always like that. It can be sometimes more insidious. And if that's happening, of course, the emergency rooms are always available, and those are located all over Westmoreland County, specifically at Westmoreland Hospital in Greensburg, La Trobe Area Hospital in La Trobe, and at Frick Hospital in Mount Pleasant. But then, of course, if you're not having an emergency type of a presentation, we have outpatient offices located all around Westmoreland County. And those are at the same locations I just mentioned: Westmoreland Hospital, La Trobe Hospital. There's Exela Square in La Trobe. There's also Exela Square in Norwin and at Frick Hospital. And we're opening up some other locations as well. Down in Connellsville, there's going to be an Exela Square location, I believe, in the near future. We're going to have cardiovascular services there. To make an appointment, it's pretty easy. I think you can just, contact one of these offices or contact your primary care physician and come in and see us.
I always thought the nice thing about Exela and that the team that they built is that you really have some expert care in all areas. And I know after the break, we're going to talk to Dr. Basil Sayegh, and he is, I believe, an electrophysiologist, correct? And so you have all of these different segments, all of this testing available now. So what are some of the most advanced testing, and then we'll talk about some of your colleagues. What kind
Sure.
of testing, if I come in to see you and I'm starting to feel that chest pain, I'm starting to not feel well, like you said, lack of interest, shortness of breath,
Sure.
but I'm not ready to go to an emergency room. So I come to you, I make an appointment. What kind of testing are you going to put me through?
Sure. So, initially, we start with, just the basics. We talk with you, we see how you're feeling, we assess your physical exam, we assess your EKG, but then we go on to some more advanced cardiovascular testing if necessary. We have the whole gamut of non-invasive cardiology testing, stress testing, echocardiography, CT scanning, for calcium scoring, and also for something called angiography, which is a look at the coronary arteries. And then if needed, we can go on to all different types of invasive testing and CT surgical procedures. For me, in my practice, one of the more if you want to say advanced type of testing modalities that we do, it's in non-invasive imaging and echocardiography, and involves a certain new type of echo technology, which opens the door to some other maybe more or less common types of cardiac problems, but also can be pretty useful in separating those and identifying more specifically some other types of heart problems that are more common. So, right here in Westmoreland County, we can do the same thing with echo generally. That can be done, pretty much anywhere that you would think has, a big time, state of the art type of cardiovascular organization.
I remember when you and I worked together at Exela Health, you would try to explain to me the different types of heart problems. I remember, saying, there's the electricity problems, there's the plumbing
Right.
problems, sort of just boil it down. And
Right,
so
right,
once
right.
so once you diagnose those, maybe you could explain those types to people quickly, and
Sure.
then you can talk about, here's the kind of expert
Sure. So
care
here's
we have at
one.
Exela.
Sure. So here's one that we've gotten into, fairly recently. So one problem that people can have, and this is not necessarily a really common type of problem, but it is actually underdiagnosed. Maybe, 10% of people, maybe even a little bit more, that present with a problem with a main heart valve may actually have this underlying problem. It's called an infiltrative cardiomyopathy. And what that is it's a big word, but what it is basically, it's an abnormal protein that can end up circulating around the body and can end up depositing inside the heart, which is, something that can present in one of the ways potentially that I was talking about earlier. And what that can do is cause people to have symptoms of heart failure. It can cause people to have back pain. It can cause people to have actually sort of like carpal tunnel type symptoms, as well as some other problems like with blood pressure and also with the heart valves and with heart muscle function. And, we got into this type of a problem when there was a new treatment that emerged out, a new pharmaceutical that came out. And what we can now do is, identify this problem through a variety of means, specifically with the echocardiogram, like I was talking about, and that more advanced echo technology. And then we have some other testing that we can do to look for that. And actually identifying this, as you get older, specifically, this problem occurs. But by identifying this and treating it, we can help keep people out of the hospital and can help keep people out of the emergency room and help manage, any problems they're having with heart failure this way.
So interesting there. And to have colleagues too that then you can refer to is very important as well. If something needs to be surgical
Yes.
or electrophysiologist, how does that
Yes.
work? You all have access to each other. You're all partners in the
Sure.
Exela
So,
Heart, Lung, and Vascular.
right. So, I work in the medical group, the Exela Health Medical Group, and the Exela Health Medical Group encompasses, I believe, approximately 150 to 200 physicians, and we have all the different specialties pretty much out there that's available. We interact with each other all the time. For instance, Dr. Saig and I work pretty closely together. And if there's going to be a problem that needs his handiwork, or another type of problem that needs a surgeon, or another type of problem that needs an interventional cardiologist, for instance, if you need to have an aortic valve replacement, I work closely with all these different physicians, and we recognize these types of a problem, and we have a multidisciplinary, multi-specialty kind of approach to these things. And we all get together and decide what the best thing is to do for something like that.
I think Heart Month is extremely important for people who are listening to this and maybe saying, you know, I've been feeling that twinge for a while. I've been feeling that skipped a beat for a while. You know, this is why we do this program, right? This is why we do it. This is why we take your time in the morning and we, you know, put something together, a show together for people to be able to do that. If you had to say, you know, characteristically in Westmoreland County, one or two of the diagnoses that you see the most that people tend to ignore, would you give them a little encouragement this morning and you know, encourage them to make the appointment?
Sure. So, you know, one of the things I sometimes hear is that, you know, somebody who had a heart attack or somebody maybe who has an arrhythmia, something called atrial fibrillation, or maybe somebody with a specific type of a heart valve problem, you know, maybe they noticed that they weren't feeling well for several months. And, you know, then they came into the hospital and, you know, had that problem present, you know, a little bit more acutely and a little more severely. But, you know, what people can do is if they're having some of these symptoms that are maybe not, you know, as severe yet, is that they can contact one of us. And one of the things to look out for is certainly feeling short of breath, having any type of chest discomfort, getting any swelling, feeling dizzy or lightheaded, having extended periods of your heart, you know, pounding or having palpitations. You know, all those things could potentially be a significant heart problem, and we're here to help. And, you know, it's not as bad as you might think. And it's important to do that because, you know, waiting too long in these types of problems can unfortunately sometimes be a mistake. And some people don't want to either admit that, you know, that's happening, or they have other things that are they're doing in their life. They're too busy, you know. But what I always say to these types of issues is that, you know, you have to take care of yourself first. And, you know, if you're not feeling well and you think it might be a heart problem, you know, come see us. Come see us sooner rather than later. We're not that bad, I promise.
Yeah, and there are so many advances now that can help people live a longer and healthier life. So my last question is, you know, sort of in this post-COVID world too, have you seen the heart damage from COVID and are you treating
Yeah, that's an
it?
interesting. Yeah, that's an interesting question. You know, in the beginning of COVID, you know, certainly there was some really sick people out there. And, you know, Exela Health and all the hospitals, you know, in this area and around the country, I think, in fact, you know, I think we all, you know, saw it happen. And you know, with severe COVID, there certainly does come some heart problems and some increased risk of heart problems. But one thing I think that is sort of a blessing maybe in disguise with COVID and severe COVID is it doesn't wind up causing primary heart failure as far as I've seen.
Good.
And you know, even all these people that have been really sick with COVID, we haven't necessarily seen that, you know, they've presented with primary heart failure as their problem. And the heart in COVID can be definitely affected, and it can be significantly affected, but you know, it's more of a secondary effect. But that being said, you know, these days, I think we're doing pretty well with COVID. I think that you know, this area and this county, we've been doing pretty good in the last few months.
Did you ever think that you would live through a pandemic as a physician? You know, I'm sure it never crossed your mind, and here you were. I mean, must be feeling great to sort of be coming out the other side.
I think so. I think that people are becoming sort of more, what's the word for it? I think maybe more comfortable with the idea that there's another, you know, pathogen, another infectious disease out there. And I think people are realizing the benefits, I hope, of vaccination, you know, because I think that's really important, especially if, you know, you're a heart patient, or you might have some other, you know, underlying conditions, which certainly can make COVID more dangerous. I think as, you know, people get more comfortable with this idea and realize, you know, that there are things that we can do to help prevent, you know, getting really sick with COVID, that you know, they take the opportunity to do some of those things. And you know, I personally believe that vaccination is a very important thing to do. And I always stress to my patients, you know, when we start talking about COVID and about what they can do to, you know, help prevent themselves from getting really sick with COVID, is certainly to get vaccinated and to get boosted and to do all the things that, you know, is required, you know, in that area, specifically, you know, seeking out vaccination.
Dr. Howard Brumberg is a cardiologist with the Exela Health Heart, Lung, and Vascular Institute. We have him on the show today because the accolades just keep coming from US News and World Report, Health Grades, the American Heart Association. In fact, Dr. Brumberg and his colleagues are really making headlines. The heart surgery program specifically is ranked in the top 2% nationwide now by the Society of Thoracic Surgeons for its quality and outcomes. Also, leading edge advances that we talked about today, like the TAVR and the Watchman device for patients with atrial fibrillation, which I believe we're going to talk about in the last half of the show with our electrophysiologist who's on the show today, Dr. Basil Sayegh. So thank you, Dr. Brumberg. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. I'll be right back.
The classic hit station, WHJB Greensburg. Listen live at WHJBFM.com. Classic hits 107.1.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, here today with Dr. Basil Sayegh. He is an electrophysiologist at Exela Health, and we're really excited to talk to you today. I hear wonderful things about you. We did not have the opportunity to work together when I was at the hospital, but I'm really glad you're on the show today. So we want to hear all about you, where you grew up, your education, and your work experience before you came to Exela.
Yeah. Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for having me. I actually grew up in Syria and I did all my medical school there. And then from there, I started my training in the US. First, I did my internal medicine residency in Loyola Hospital in Chicago. And then from there, I moved to my cardiology training in Allegheny Health Network. And after that, I specialized in cardiac electrophysiology in University of Pittsburgh. That's before I started working at Exela Health about 3 years ago now.
And tell us about the kind of work you do. What kind of patient would come to see you? What would be some of their symptoms and some of their diagnoses?
Yeah, so basically electrophysiology is a little bit of a mouthful, basically, but it's a subspecialty within cardiology that studies the electrical system of the heart, and it deals with different heart rhythm problems, treating them with medications or minimally invasive procedures such as pacemakers, defibrillators, ablations, and also Watchman procedures. So a cardiac electrophysiologist is basically a cardiologist that completed 2 years of extra training beyond that, and basically it's, you know, you get first certified in the American Board of Internal Medicine and then in American Board of Cardiovascular Disease before you get certified in cardiac electrophysiology. Our my colleagues call me the electrician of the heart. So basically, some of them call themselves the plumbers of the heart. And then, you know, we tell our patients that, okay, it's time to send you to the electrician now.
That's great. That's fantastic. So really some cutting edge technology here in the last 5 to 10 years, the Watchman device. Can you tell us first, maybe tell us what atrial fibrillation is, and then you can tell us how you use the Watchman device. Okay.
Yeah. Atrial fibrillation is a very common problem right now. And I think it's been common for a while. And with the early detection of it with the different devices that we have now to detect atrial fibrillation and abnormal rhythm, we're realizing that it's a very, very common problem here in the US, and it has a significant health burden on our patients and the population here in Westmoreland County. So basically, it's an irregular and often rapid heart rate that can increase the risk of strokes, heart failure, and other heart-related problems. So there is the four chambers in the heart, and during atrial fibrillation, the two upper chambers, which we call the atria, beat chaotically and irregularly out of coordination with the two lower chambers, which are called the ventricles. And that caused symptoms of palpitations, shortness of breath, and weakness. The symptoms for atrial fibrillation can vary significantly. So I see patients who don't feel it at all, some patients who just notice that their level of energy had decreased over the past few months, And they weren't able to tell why till we realized that they do have this rhythm, atrial fibrillation. And those episodes can come and go, or you can just develop atrial fibrillation that just doesn't go away. And although atrial fibrillation usually isn't life-threatening, it is a serious medical condition that sometimes requires urgent treatment, especially that the earlier detection of atrial fibrillation and the earlier intervention for atrial fibrillation is very critical, because sometimes we see patients after years and years of being in atrial fibrillation, and at that time it would be difficult to treat their atrial fibrillation. But to come back to your question about the Watchman procedure, the major concern with atrial fibrillation is the potential to develop a blood clot within the upper chambers of the heart. And these blood clots forming in the heart may circulate to other organs, especially the brain, and could block the blood flow, and it can cause ischemia, low perfusion, and strokes. So the Watchman procedure come into the picture because basically the way to prevent these clots from happening inside the heart in patients with atrial fibrillation is blood thinners. So we basically have to keep the blood thin at all times to prevent these clots from happening. But unfortunately, the blood thinners come with their own problems. So a lot of patients have issues with bleeding inside the brain or bleeding from their GI tract or being unstable or having significant falls. Being on a blood thinner is obviously scary. So luckily, we have this Watchman procedure that is an alternative to the blood thinner.
When you look at diagnoses like this, do you see this typically as a result of lifestyle choices or heredity or a mix of both?
Most of the cardiovascular diseases, there is some hereditary component into it. So a lot of times we see these problems happening more commonly in one family versus another family. So a lot of patients that tell me I have atrial fibrillation, at the end of the visit, they mention that my brother had atrial fibrillation, my sister had atrial fibrillation, and it tends to accumulate in certain families. But at the same time, that is also, I wouldn't say it's a something that is in the genes, meaning that if you have atrial fibrillation, it doesn't mean that your son or your daughter will have atrial fibrillation. It's not as simple as that. There is exposure there, but it's not necessarily a direct hereditary problem. At the same time, there is a lot of other risk factors. So the more you have blood pressure problems, hypertension or diabetes or being overweight or have obstructive sleep apnea, all these things are risk factors to developing atrial fibrillation. And this is where the team approach that we have in Exela Health is important. As Dr. Brumberg was mentioning earlier, one of us can't do the excellent job without the help of colleagues. So Dr. Brumberg or a non-invasive cardiologist are able to detect these problems early on so they can have the patients see me, for instance. And it all starts from, controlling risk factors, offering medications, offering procedures. So it's all a comprehensive approach. So we can't just offer the patient a procedure or a medication. We have to make sure that we're tackling every aspect of the disease.
Is this your patients typically younger, older, or everything in between?
Yeah, so overall, I mean, probably a little bit older, but I've seen atrial fibrillation is in patients with who are 30 years old, and I've seen it in patients who are 80 and 90 years old. So it can go across the board, but yeah, most of my patients, I would say, are above 50 years of age.
And that's when the symptoms start to show up. Whether it's hereditary or a result of lifestyle changes or just simply not controlling the risk factors, as you were saying, and probably diabetes as well. We know how prevalent that is in Western Pennsylvania. Would you say that that's probably one of your top risk factors?
Absolutely. Diabetes and being overweight, obstructive sleep apnea, I would say these are the most common risk factors that I see in atrial fibrillation specifically.
I don't know that I realized that sleep apnea played such a big role in that. And so then you're able to refer to a sleep study, and then do you see great improvement with some of these symptoms when they are able to be on a sleep machine?
Oh, absolutely. We have a very excellent sleep clinic, and we also have a weight loss program as well. So, as I told you, like when I talk to my patient about atrial fibrillation, I focus first on protecting them from having a stroke, second, to make their quality of life better with relieving some of their symptoms. And then third is, okay, how can we tackle this on the long term? What can we do? So one of them is obviously a sleep study. I sometimes, if they're interested, I refer them to our weight loss clinic that they can talk about non-invasive and invasive approaches. So as I told you before, we have to look at all these things. And luckily in Exela Health, we have all the resources possible to prevent the disease after we treat the patient to try to prevent it from happening or recurring in the future.
Excellent. So, and the same question that I asked Dr. Brumberg about the living in a post-COVID world, you know, what was that like going through COVID as a physician, and what is it, what's happening right now?
Obviously, it was very difficult times for our patients and for us as physicians. It was a big burden on our health systems, but I feel like Exela Health was able to adapt to newer approaches to things overall in order to be able to provide the care for all our patients. We were able to make things easier on our patients as well for to move on to same day discharges after procedures, for instance. That was a big thing, first of all, to make sure that our resources are used appropriately and with the high demand of COVID, and at the same time to minimize the exposure for our patients being in the hospital. So, one part of it obviously was the negative side of COVID, but the other part is how it pushed us to, think outside the box and see how we can improve our practices and make it more efficient. So right now, for instance, I would say at least 95% of the procedures that I do, patients go home after a few hours after the procedure. And that's something that COVID probably pushed us to do, not only in Exela, but in the healthcare in the US overall. And patients has been very satisfied with it, and the outcome has been great. So when you tell the patient that I'm going to do a procedure on you, and then I'll watch you for 2, 3, 4 hours, and then you go home the same day, obviously that's a significant positive thing for the patient, so they can go on with their life and get up and moving, and but we don't risk having them be in the hospital for a longer time.
Absolutely. So this radio show airs in the Greensburg area. So we're dying to know, how do you like Greensburg?
Oh, I love it. I love it so far. I am going to tell you honestly, I love the people. I just do. I have a I just have very good relationship with my patients. I like talking to them and knowing them as people. I know a lot about their lives, and I feel like it's just the way the population here is, how they are here in Greensburg.
Well, you can tell they love you too, because Dr. Sayegh is part of the Exela Health Heart, Lung, and Vascular Institute. And Exela Health is seeing more and more local patients choosing to stay in Westmoreland County for sophisticated, high-quality heart and vascular care. In fact, they tell us they've grown by 130% in the number of procedures performed annually since 2019. And that all has to do with the team. So thank you so much, Dr. Sayegh, for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the
You're
time.
listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.